The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service. This is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. This one from Better Homes and Gardens. Save on Vet Bills. Long live our pets. A big part of keeping pets healthy is making sure they get the proper care. 5 strategies to cut costs without cutting corners. First, keep up with checkups. Just like regularly changing your car oil can prevent a costly trip to the mechanic, routinely taking your pet to the vet can catch a medical problem before it becomes advanced and costly to treat, says Ruth McPete, DVM, a veterinarian in San Diego. Regular vet visits keep your pet on schedule for vaccinations that prevent deadly diseases like rabies and distemper. Many vets recommend yearly checkups. Discuss the best schedule for your pet with your vet. Next, ask about discounts. Many clinics offer discounted wellness plans, senior and military discounts, or lower prices on a year's supply of flea and/or heartworm medication. Savings are often tied to events such as National Pet Dental Month in February and Heartworm Awareness Month in April. More vets are starting to offer telehealth visits for established patients when possible. Those sessions may cost less than in-person appointments, and always feel confident about speaking up if the vet recommends a treatment or medication you can't afford. There may be less expensive alternatives. Next, consider insurance and payment plans. Pet insurance can reduce the cost of health care, especially in the case of a chronic condition, but also ask if your vet accepts care credit, a credit card that lets you pay for veterinary care in monthly installments. Charges are interest-free if you make each payment by a set due date. Some vets may also offer individualized payment plans, especially for long-standing clients. Most vets will be more than willing to work with you. They never want your pet's health to suffer because of financial issues, says Judy Corman, VMD, a veterinarian outside of Asheville, North Carolina. And last, tap into community services. Call to see if your local veterinarian, colleges, animal shelters, or spay-neuter clinics offer discounted services. Keep your eye on local news, too, as veterinarians in your area may band together to offer free or discounted vaccine clinics. If you go this route, get a record of any treatment and/or exam to share with your vet. And one little aside, keeping pets at a healthy weight can save on vet bills by reducing the risk of heart and kidney disease, arthritis, and diabetes. Very important. When you walk around, you see so many overweight pets. It's not healthy. From Real Simple, straight up advice. We've got your back and neck and hips. To feel your best every day, just practice good posture. If you're having an off day, here's a quick tip. Check your posture in a mirror. How you hold yourself can be closely related to your emotions. The slump of your spine or curl of your shoulders can telegraph a lack of confidence and even be the cause of the blue mood. It's why posture is one of the first criteria many people instinctively use to judge one another, not to mention every mom's ID fixe. Healthy posture comes with a host of perks, both physical and mental. Emerging research into embodiment, the theory that our physical, emotional, and environmental states act in concert, suggests that simply shifting your physical position might change your emotions. Consider this. Tilting your head forward even 30 degrees to look at your phone, say, is like asking your neck and spine to carry an extra 40 pounds, a study found. Optimal posture is where your body has the freedom to move in any direction and stay in a position with the least amount of effort, says Eric Pepper, Ph.D., professor of holistic health at San Francisco State University. Yet most Americans could use a refresher on standing and sitting tall. According to a new Journal of American Medicine analysis of insurance payments for 154 ailments, we spend the most money on medical appointments and treatments for lower back and neck pain, side effects of poor posture. Digital devices, as well as inadequate work-from-home stations, have become a nearly universal cause of forward head position. And as people age, posture problems can stiffen into chronic aches. You not only lose muscle and bone density, but you become more sedentary, which changes how you hold yourself, says Rahul Shah, MD, an orthopedic spine surgeon in New Jersey. Read on for the compelling benefits of good posture and simple ways to practice it. Once you get in the habit, you'll think of staying upright as an easy and enjoyable part of staying well. So I'm going to bullet point the benefits for you, and then we'll go into more detail on the practices. The benefits: you'll remain resilient under pressure. You'll charge brain power. You'll breathe better. You'll increase optimism naturally. Practice number one, perfect the art of sitting. Whenever you're seated, follow these guidelines from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration and chiropractor Stephen Weininger, creator of the self-care program Strong Posture. Check that your torso and neck are vertical and your back is fully supported by the chair. Use a small pillow if needed. Position your thighs roughly parallel to the floor and your hips even with or a bit above your knees. Your feet should be flat and relaxed on the floor or a footrest. Hold your head level and relax your shoulders, keeping your chest open. If you're using a computer, your hands, wrists, and forearms should be parallel to the floor, elbows close to your body. Ideally, take breaks from sitting every 20 to 30 minutes. Wiggle, look up, stand up, and stretch. Practice 2. Try a DIY posture test. Stand and place your heels, butt, shoulders, and head against a wall, keeping your head level. This puts you in the ideal upright posture and should feel natural. If there's tension in your neck, lower back, or shoulders, you may want a healthcare professional to evaluate your posture. Practice number 3, nudge your head into the proper position. One simple daily exercise helps correct the incredibly common forward head position. Weininger says, stand about a foot from a wall and lean so your butt, back, and shoulders touch the wall. Inhale and imagining that your head is on railroad tracks to keep it level, move it back toward the wall as far as you can while you exhale. If you feel your head tilt up, return to the starting position and try again. Inhale as you return to start. Repeat 5 times, breathing slowly. And last, take yearly posture pics. As you stand upright in a relaxed position, ask a friend to snap 2 pictures, one from the front and one from the side. A year later, retake the pictures from the same angles and compare them. Choose a clean background, no busy wallpaper, or stand in front of a paneled door. The lines create a reference to help contrast the images. Tracking your posture over time will help you identify changes like whether your shoulders are rounding more or your head is leaning forward more, so you can address them, Weininger says. You can also use Weininger's free Posture Zone app to take the pictures, plus get tips and exercises. From Real Simple, Spread the Love. We smeared, drizzled, and spooned 39 nut and seed butters to discover the ones deserving of your cupboard space. First up, the best natural peanut butter, Santa Cruz Organic Light Roasted Creamy Peanut Butter. Just peanuts and salt, this pick stood out from the other natural options thanks to its freshly ground taste and texture, plus its effortless stir. It's $6.10 for a 16-ounce jar at grocery stores. The best almond butter? Woodstock Dry Roasted Smooth Almond Butter. We fell for this one at first bite. Made exclusively from dry roasted almonds, it boasts full-bodied flavor and the perfect thickness, no drips, for slathering on toast. $15 for a 16-ounce jar at grocery stores. Best peanut butter? Skippy Creamy Peanut Butter. A classic for a reason. This ultra-creamy, salty-sweet selection works magic on a squishy PB&J or in your favorite cookie recipe. $2.75 for 16.3 ounces at grocery stores. Best seed butter, Wild Friends Organic Honey Sunflower Butter. Let me say that again. Organic Honey Sunflower Butter. Touches of sea salt and clover honey make this silky, subtly sweet blend not just an allergy-friendly substitute, but crave-worthy in its own right. $9 for 16-ounce jar, wildfriendsfoods.com. I guess there's probably an option on there to tell you where you can buy it nearby. And the best chocolate hazelnut spread, Nutella. This indulgent treat deserves its worldwide following. Rich and supremely spreadable, it tastes heavenly on anything, including a spoon. $3.40 for 13 ounces at grocery stores. From Real Simple, Modern Manners column, the etiquette expert Catherine Newman offers her best advice on two of your social quandaries. JL asks, my sister and her husband let my 3-year-old nephew do whatever he pleases when he visits our home. He helps himself to snacks, eats while romping about, makes messes of my kids' toys, and bounces on our new furniture. I try to model asking for things politely and do my best to redirect him, but I'm not his parent. How can I address his behavior without upsetting my sister, who's defensive of his actions? Answer, when your nephew is in your home, you're hosting him. Your children can let him pick a game to play. You can serve him first at mealtime. All the things we do to make our guests feel special. But that doesn't mean he gets to wreak havoc. Set limits, separating the values, that's rude, which aren't yours to teach, from the information he needs, such as that glass hippo is too fragile to play with. We've always clarified our house rules by offering explanations. We eat in the kitchen so we don't get food everywhere and attract ants. Have faith that your nephew will grow out of causing mayhem. Meanwhile, talk to your own kids about being good guests and spend more time at your sister's house. AHS, I have small children and I'm disappointed to hear people swearing in public. Teenagers and adults use very offensive language. They're likely not even aware of what they're saying. Is it appropriate to ask people not to swear? I don't want my kids to learn it any faster than they're going to. Answer, I read your question to my 20-year-old son, and he said, this actually is as fast as they're going to learn offensive language. In other words, that's how the world is, full of people who swear, and your kids are in it. You can absolutely control what you say and make rules about what your kids say. In my family, our bylaw was, don't swear at school or at another person. But it's okay to curse if you drop a pot lid on your toe. Though you can't control what your kids hear in public, you do get to share your concerns with them. Did you hear that guy on the bus? I wish people wouldn't use those words because. You can't contort the world to fit you, but you can shape the way your kids understand it. From Good Housekeeping, how to support small businesses. The average small business has only 27 days worth of cash on hand, but mom-and-pop shops have less than 20 days worth, according to the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute. That means your local favorites may need help. Here's what you can do. Shop local, online. According to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, 2/3 of net new jobs in the U.S. come from small businesses. Even if you can't shop in person, many have an e-commerce presence. These are not just faceless entities, explains New York State Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. These are real people. Sites like locally.com can help you find stores for goods you'd typically order, and Etsy and livebylocal.com can connect you with artisans. Grab a gift card. Consider purchasing a voucher for future use. Many small shops, restaurants, and bakeries missed out on life-sustaining revenue around spring and summer holidays. Check their websites or social media accounts to see if they offer gift cards. Many that didn't before are finding creative ways to stay afloat without putting their employees at risk. Use curbside pickup or delivery. Scientists have found that ordering from restaurants is very low risk, so now's the time to start dialing. Order directly from a restaurant if possible, so it won't have to pay third-party delivery services. Pay in advance. If you can afford it, pay ahead for goods or services you use regularly, even if you're not utilizing them right now. Think cleaning services, karate or dance classes, even landscaping. If you don't live in an area where it's safe to bring back in-home cleaners or child care workers, consider paying them anyway. It may not break your budget, and it will make a difference in theirs. And last, donate if you can. If you or your loved ones are small business owners who need a boost, help is out there. The U.S. Small Business Administration has pandemic relief funds available. Individuals and organizations have also created charitable initiatives. Try the Restaurant Employee Relief Fund or the Opportunity Fund's Small Business Relief Fund, which raises money to help small businesses, especially those run by people of color, women, and immigrants. From Real Simple, make produce last and last. Whether you have a bounty from your victory garden or went wild at the farmer's market, these are fuss-free strategies that'll help your bumper crop keep well into fall. First, whip up refrigerator and freezer jams. It's best for berries, stone fruit, and pears. It'll refrigerate for 3 to 4 weeks or freeze for up to 6 months. Stir into a yogurt, slather onto toast, or spread between cake layers. Place 3 cups washed, chopped fruit, or mashed berries in a wide saucepan. Add 1 cup sugar and 1 tablespoon lemon juice. Let sit until the sugar starts to dissolve, about 20 minutes. Bring to a rapid boil over high, stirring often. Reduce heat to medium-high and cook, stirring constantly, 8 to 12 minutes. It's ready when the volume in the pan has reduced by at least a third and the jam looks glossy, says Marissa McClellan, author of The Food in Jars Kitchen. I'll spell her last name, McClellan. Pour the jam into clean containers, let cool, and then refrigerate or freeze. For quick pickle vegetables, this is best for cucumbers, asparagus, carrots, green beans, cauliflower, zucchini, and jalapenos. Wash 1 pound of vegetables and cut into 1 to 2 inch pieces. Place in large mason jars or other lidded heat-proof containers. Add 1 teaspoon peppercorns. You can also add fresh or dried herbs for extra flavor, McClellan says. Combine 1 cup of white vinegar, 1 cup of water, and 1 tablespoon kosher salt in a small saucepan. Bring to a simmer, stirring to help salt dissolve. Pour over vegetables in jars and let cool. Refrigerate for at least 4 hours before eating. And it'll keep in the refrigerator for up to 4 weeks. To use, you can eat them as a snack, to top burgers or sandwiches, or serve on a cheese board. The next one is freeze herbs in oil. Best for hearty herbs like rosemary, sage, oregano, and thyme. Remove stems and gently tear or chop the leaves. This will slightly bruise the herbs and help release their natural oils, says Amy Wimbush Bork, a cookbook author and the creator of the blog Simple Bites. Fill the compartments of an ice cube tray about halfway with herbs, one type or a combination, and then cover with olive oil. Wrap the tray so it's airtight and freeze. Once frozen, transfer the cubes to a freezer bag or other storage containers. They'll freeze for up to 6 months. To use, melt 1 or 2 cubes directly in a skillet to add more flavor to sautéed meat or vegetables, or thaw in a pot for a soup starter. Next, oven-dry tomatoes. This is best for cherry or plum tomatoes. Have the tomatoes, as many as you want, and place cut sides up in a single layer on a parchment-lined baking sheet. Drizzle with olive oil and sprinkle with salt. Bake at 250 degrees until tomatoes are slightly wrinkled and jammy. 2 to 3 hours. If you have an air fryer, you can do this in 30 to 45 minutes. All you need is a bit of oil, salt, and a few dried herbs, says Urvashi Pitre, that's P-I-T-R-E, author of Air Fryer Revolution. Cut the tomatoes in half, mix with the seasonings, and cook until they reach your desired texture. Either way you do it, then pack the tomatoes into small containers, cover with olive oil, and refrigerate or freeze. And they'll keep in the refrigerator for a week, You can freeze them for up to 6 months. To use, chop and fold into grain salads or pasta dishes, or layer onto sandwiches. And that last, blend some pesto. This is best for basil, cilantro, parsley, tarragon, and mint. Place 2 cups packed herbs, one type or a combination, in a food processor. Add 1/2 cup grated Parmesan cheese, 1/3 cup of toasted nuts or seeds, 2 cloves garlic, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 3/4 cup of olive oil. Process until smooth. While traditional basil pesto uses pine nuts, experiment with almonds, walnuts, hazelnuts, pepitas, cashews, or pecans. Wimbush Burke says, divide into 1/3 cup portions, which will sauce 8 ounces of pasta. Cover the pesto with a thin layer of olive oil before storing. And it will refrigerate for up to 3 days, freeze for up to 6 months. To use, toss with pasta, swirl into soup, drizzle onto veggies, mix with plain yogurt for a dip, or dollop onto a pizza. From Better Homes and Gardens, Fast and Fresh, No Cook Edition, easy, delicious recipes for a better dinner tonight. First up, chickpea salad with tuna. This lemony bean salad, loosely based on the Middle Eastern dish balilah, is a good base for any raw, roasted, or grilled vegetables you have in the fridge. It can be prepared through step 1, then chilled, covered, up to 4 hours. Hands-on time, 20 minutes, total 35. We need 1/4 cup of lemon juice, 2 cloves garlic minced, 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin, 2 15 to 16 ounce cans of chickpeas, rinsed and drained, 4 green onions, bias sliced into 1-inch pieces, 1/2 cup of chopped roasted red peppers, 1/2 cup chopped flat-leafed parsley, 1 12-ounce can of tuna packed in oil but drained and broken into chunks, and 1/2 cup crumbled feta cheese. Step 1. In a large bowl, whisk together the lemon juice, garlic, cumin, 1/4 cup olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/4 teaspoon ground black pepper. Add chickpeas, green onions, roasted red peppers, and parsley. Stir to combine. Let stand at room temperature 15 minutes. Then fold in the tuna, top with cheese and additional parsley and ground black pepper. And this serves 6. The next one, a creamy gazpacho. Blending in silken tofu ups the body and richness of the cold soup and takes advantage of produce that you have in the home. Any combo of fresh herbs that have delicate leaves, such as parsley, cilantro, basil, mint, and or dill, works well. From start to finish, 20 minutes. We need 1.5 pounds coarsely chopped Roma tomatoes, 1 cup roasted red peppers, 4 cloves of garlic, 1 12-ounce package of silken tofu cut into pieces, 1 cup of fresh herbs chopped, your choice, 1/4 cup red wine vinegar, and 4 green onions chopped. In a large food processor, combine tomatoes, roasted red peppers, garlic, tofu, fresh herbs, vinegar, green onions, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of ground black pepper. Cover and process 1 minute or until nearly smooth. Serve this gazpacho, chilled if desired, with grilled baguette slices, and finish with additional herbs, ground black pepper, shaved Parmesan, and or a drizzle of olive oil. And this serves 4. Next, antipasto sandwiches. Quick blitz in the food processor turns pesto and chopped veggies into a giardiniera-like relish. Good Lord. Serve any extra as a side salad or over eggs, grilled meat, or roasted veggies. From start to finish, 20 minutes. We need 6 tablespoons basil pesto, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 3/4 cup chopped cauliflower, 3/4 cup cherry tomatoes, 1 stalk of coarsely chopped celery, 1 cup baby arugula, 4 half-inch thick slices of Italian bread, 3 ounces of thinly sliced salami, and 2 ounces thinly sliced mozzarella. For relish mixture in a food processor, combine quarter cup pesto, the lemon juice, cauliflower, cherry tomatoes, and celery. Pulse a few times until the mixture is coarsely chopped. Then divide the arugula among two bread slices. Layer on salami and cheese. Top cheese with relish mixture. Spread remaining 2 tablespoons pesto on the remaining slices of bread and place on top. Cut sandwiches in half. And this serves 4. How about chicken cob pitas? All the best parts of a traditional cob salad fill pita pockets. For an even more flavorful aioli, stir together the mayo mixture and refrigerate for an hour before assembling the pitas. From start to finish, 25 minutes. We need 1/2 cup mayo, 3 tablespoons green onions chopped, 2 teaspoons lemon juice, 1 clove garlic minced, 2 6 to 7 inch pita pockets, halved, 1 1/2 cups shredded deli roasted chicken, 4 strips crisp cooked bacon, 1 hard-boiled egg coarsely chopped, 1 avocado halved and sliced, 1 Roma tomato sliced, and 1/4 cup crumbled blue cheese. For the aioli in a small bowl, stir together the mayo, green onion, lemon juice, garlic, and 1/4 teaspoon cracked black pepper. Then open each pita half and spread with 1 tablespoon of the aioli. Gently stuff with chicken, bacon, egg, avocado, and tomato. Finish with blue cheese and serve with remaining aioli for dipping. This serves 4 as well. From Better Homes and Gardens, Big Batch Rosemary Lemonade. For a boozy version, you can substitute an equal amount of amaretto liqueur for the almond simple syrup. Hands-on time, 15 minutes. Total time, 2 hours, 15 minutes, which includes your chill time. In a 1 1/2 quart pitcher, combine 2 cups fresh lemon juice, that's 8 to 10 lemons, 1 cup almond simple syrup or almond beverage syrup, such as Tirani brand, and 4 fresh rosemary sprigs. Cover, chill 2 hours or until ready to serve. Stir in 1 cup of club soda and serve in ice-filled glasses, and this makes 4 cups. If you go the making your own almond simple syrup route, here's how you do it. In a saucepan, heat 3/4 cup of water and 1/2 cup sugar over medium-high 5 minutes, stirring until the sugar is dissolved. Stir in 1 1/2 teaspoons almond extract. Refrigerate in an airtight container for up to 1 week. And that makes at least 1 cup, I guess, because it says 135 calories per cup. All right, and we are running out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I will leave you with this thought from Real Simple. Finding pleasure at home, whether in a family dinner or a book club or a backyard barbecue, can give us the strength to go out into the world and do incredible things. And that's Reese Witherspoon in Whiskey in a Teacup.